Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to Career Services Podcast. You're speaking to Lerato Mokati, and I have a special guest in the house tonight, Marion van der Laarse.
Wow.
Did I say it right?
Marion van der Laarse, you say it better than I
do. Oh, of course. I've been practicing. How are you?
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here. My first visit on the UFS campus, and I'm impressed.
You like it?
I like it.
We aim to impress. Well, Marion, I was looking at your bio, and it's quite an extensive one. I mean, this is a lifetime of work. You have a BSc in Agricultural Food Sciences degree, a diploma in marketing management, and also experience in recruiting, marketing, industrializing, and project management. Am I correct so far?
Yes, that's, yeah. I think it's me. Did I send that to you?
Did you? I think I Googled it. Okay, and then you are a managing member of your own recruitment business, Agri Jobs, right? And you've been doing this for 25 years.
That's correct.
Oh man, this is big. Wait, when and why did you have an interest in creating Afri Jobs?
Well, it's actually a very interesting story, but I'll do the quick version because, as you can see from from the short bio, it can be long.
Yes.
But I was interested in agriculture all my life because of my grandfather. He was a farmer. Oh. He was a sheep farmer though. Huh? And initially I thought, well, animal science, why not?
Yes.
So I decided to enroll, but at the time I was paging through the university. Mm-hmm. Can I mention it's Pretoria?
Yes.
Okay. through the yearbook, mm-hmm. And then I noticed food science. And at the time, it was a BSc Agri Food Science degree. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, I love cooking, which is obviously the wrong reason to study food science. But I was intrigued. And as a result, I enrolled. And I enjoyed the course thoroughly because of the diversity. We also had agricultural subjects. And then I started my career as a food scientist, but soon realized that, oh, this is not working for me. Oh. I can't work in a factory. I don't want to work in a laboratory. It's going to kill me because I need to work with people.
Huh.
And then I persuaded my boss, put me on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather market or sell the products that's been produced in this factory. And the rest is history. So I'm much more into marketing and communication. And in my lifetime,
sounds like a lifetime.
Let's say in my career today, I organized events for the fresh produce industry. So I'm really quite specialized, or I have been specialized in fresh produce industry, doing about everything.
Yes.
And AgriJob is always there. It's an interesting story. My husband is a horticulturist, by the way, and he used to work for a vegetable seed company. And 28 years ago, yes, Lerato, that's right. That, in other words, more or less my age.
Yes.
But it's okay. So he, at the time, they were struggling to get the agronomists with, a few years'
yes.
experience. And that's how AgriJob started. Mm. Always sort of low-key. And then about 6-7 years ago, I decided it's now or never. And then I, started to focus only on AgriJob, with huge focus on graduate development.
Yes.
Because the industry keeps on asking me still the same question that they asked 25 years ago. They're looking for the agronomist with 2 to 3 years' experience, and he must be able to speak Afrikaans.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then I tell them, oh, no, that's purple aliens you're talking about. They don't exist
anymore. They don't exist anymore.
Because it's very interesting. There's a very interesting trend happening, yes. not only in South Africa, but worldwide, is that more and more females are studying agriculture.
Oh.
And less males are studying agriculture.
That is a phenomenon.
Yeah, well, let's not debate the reasons we don't know, but actually I'm really busy with quite a comprehensive research on this topic because it's interesting. We need to know.
Yes.
But the good news for females is in 5-10 years from now, we're going to rule the agricultural industry.
We are going to rule all of the food. We will be cooking the food, making the food, processing the food, and everything. Okay, I hear that you have now extensive knowledge. You like working with people, and you like development in the food and agricultural space. And that's why you have the Produce Marketing Association and also the Agri-Food Fair, which is in connection with UP, Stellies, and UKZN.
Yes, and even Free State, and the Produce Marketing Association, I used to represent them in South Africa.
Okay.
And that was then when I decided it's time, to focus full time on AgriJob. And then, we established the Agri-Career Connect event, and that's exactly to resolve, some of the issues we are experiencing.
Yeah.
On the one hand, there's a shortage of graduates with specific qualifications and experience. And on the other hand, there are graduates who are struggling to find the first, foot in the door for an internship or a job opportunity.
Mm.
So the purpose of this event is to bring the industry to campus so that the companies can engage with the graduates and students, because we also would like to create some excitement for students who are in their maybe first, second, and third year about career opportunities in agriculture. And we want them to really think out of the box, because a plant pathologist will not necessarily be employed as a plant pathologist, but maybe a category manager for a fresh cut fruit factory. So many exciting opportunities, and that's why we organize Agri-Career Connect. And because of COVID, we've divulged into a virtual event, and that's why we could involve more universities. So it's
okay. This sounds like a great job, like a good job that you're doing. I'm sure there's a lot of students out there who want to know, I want to choose a field in this. I don't know what kind of job I would have. So this is amazing. But you sound so passionate about it. Now I have a question for you. Have you ever doubted a decision going into this field that you are in?
Oh, many times, of course. Imagine. I mean, you're working in a male-dominated environment for women. It's not easy, but and that's the lesson for all young people is never see it as a problem, but rather see it as a challenge, and develop your personal skills. Develop your ability, to work with people.
Yeah.
And then, you find that, yes, you can work with a guy who's a bit sort of stuck in old ways of thinking. And then you see it's possible, to open his mind for new ways of doing things. So, yes, that's the answer. There were times, that I thought, what am I doing here?
Yes.
But, my passion for the industry, is always there. So I get up and I say, yes, we're going to do it.
That's good. Okay. So I'm sure the things that influenced your process where you were doubting yourself were some of the negative parts of the job. So what's the worst part of your job?
In agriculture, you must understand that long hours normally is going to be the norm.
Okay.
Where I'm now, it's my own company, and it's even worse. I work really terrible hours because it's, just too much, too many things to be done.
Sure, in a day, how many times, on average, how long?
So I have flexibility because I, work from my own office at home. So, but I get up early in the morning, and then, when the day starts, when you start engaging with people, it's meetings.
Mm.
We do at this point still most of the interviews via Zoom or Teams. So the day gets long. And then if 5 o'clock comes, it's not chila, no chila. But fortunately, I'm in a space in my life where my children are grown up and they're flying out somewhere there. So I have the flexibility to to keep on working after hours. It's just a grumpy husband, but that
I can't have it all. Okay, so what is the biggest challenge of your career?
The biggest challenge of my career was to prove to the industry that women can do it properly and even better.
Wow.
It's important to note that it's been done and I have the ability, to do it in such a way that it's not as if you're fighting people all along.
Mm.
You just do the job properly, and by doing that, you showcasing, the possibilities that women, can what they can achieve and what they can do in our industry. So yes,
yeah.
it remains, you keep on asking that question, and I keep on, giving you more or less the same answer. It is a challenge for females in agriculture, but there are shifts, yes, it's just patience and, never give up.
Never give up. Yes, yes. Oh, that's very important. So your job, right? How has it changed your perspective in life? I'm sure when you were young and you were getting into it and you wanted to do animal sciences, and then you ended up with doing food sciences eventually, I'm sure, and then you evolved into now focusing on people. There has been a lot of perspective change through that journey. So what has your job and your journey taught you or changed your perspective in life?
Yeah, obviously there's been huge shifts in my own thinking. You know, when you start as a young, young woman with a food science degree, you think, you're on top of the world. also with my journey, I mean, it was very exciting to be in the, on the production side in the food industry, but it was also daunting because I then realized, as I said, this will kill me. So, and I think that's the secret is to know yourself and to, if you realize, you're now getting into a situation where you're in a fix, then, try and dig deep and find what is making you happy. And then I realized, well, I'm the people's person. So, by allowing myself, to understand that, okay, I'm not going to be the food scientist.
Yes.
But I might be a different food scientist, differences in the world anyhow. So, and that's exactly what's been happening. So my advice, to people, young people, and it's not only for females, it's for males as well, because it's also, for them daunting, to start a career, is to really focus on your strengths and your characteristics and keep on developing them. And if you really find it's daunting and it's not good for you, then make that decision in your head. And that resulted in me studying the International Marketing Management Diploma, because I realized I need to enhance my skills because I'm a food scientist, but now I want to be a food scientist in the marketing.
Yeah.
So do something about it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm assuming this is what you tell of your 15-year-old self, the same thing you just said right now.
Is this a trick question?
No,
I'm joking. What I would tell myself.
15 years. Yes.
When I was 15 years old, I didn't have self-confidence. And that happens.
It does.
And I do see that happens till today. There are young people, completing their studies, and during the interview you can see they really, really struggle.
Yeah.
So what I will tell myself is, keep on believing in yourself, but go out of your way to gain confidence and speak to people who can help you. And that's exactly what I did. And as you can see, it has changed, my confidence level.
The lady that's sitting in front of me right now, I can't believe that when she was 15, she had no self-confidence at all. This is a very confident woman. Wow. Okay, one of my last questions before we jumped into our fire questions, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that, is if you weren't a food scientist, what else would you do? What would be your other chosen job?
That is a trick question.
Are you telling me you only loved one thing?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Now, you know what, food science, and because of the agricultural basis of the degree, opened the world for me. So, I'm going to stick to that. I probably would have chosen that.
Not a dancer? A musician? What are your hidden talents? Let's start there.
I can play, do you know what a trap orgelki is?
Okay, is it, well.
I can demonstrate, but you know, I don't want to you know, harm any of the equipment. But that's a very old-fashioned organ, where you have to, because it's based on pumping air into the system to make the sound. So you trap, huh? You trap, and
so you use your whole body to play the instrument.
Almost.
Oh,
yeah. That's why I can't sit still. I can't just play piano. I must do something.
With everything.
Yeah. So I can play. Okay, but back to the question. I love my job, and especially now where I'm in a position to empower and to help young people, and to help them get access to jobs, to help them to gain confidence, to help them to write a proper CV. That's what makes me happy.
I had such a great time meeting you. I hope our listeners one day have the privilege to meet you. And thank you for coming.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.